I'd ask now that you take your copy of the Word of God and turn to the book of Job, Job chapter 1, and be looking in verses 9 and 10. Job chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. Job chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. Notice what the Word of the Lord says to us. So Satan answered the Lord and said, "Does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not made a hedge around him, around his household, and around all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land." In our previous sessions, we have looked at why you should pray for your spiritual leaders. And we've also seen how God responds to our prayers for them. Now we want to examine how to build hedge builder teams. Our focus will be in this session on how practically to involve believers in praying for the leaders. Some practical ways, practical steps that you can take to encourage, equip, and enlist people to pray for the spiritual leaders. In this session, I want us to look at some tangible steps for building hedges around spiritual leaders. The first thing that we need to do in this session is to talk about what is a spiritual hedge. I know that a lot of times people will come to me when I talk about the hedge builders, and they will say, "What do you mean by a hedge builder or spiritual hedges?" Well, a spiritual hedge is a wall that is created around a spiritual leader. And this wall consists of God's power, God's protection, and God's blessing. As you pray for your spiritual leaders, God releases His power in their lives. He also covers them with protection, and He unleashes His blessing in their lives in an abundant way. It's kind of like if through eyes of faith, through spiritual eyes, when you pray for spiritual leaders, when the people of God join together, pray in agreement for their spiritual leaders, it's almost as if there's a wall around that spiritual leader, and that wall is made up of God's power, of God's protection, and of God's blessing on that leader's life. This creates a wall, a hedge, around your leaders to offer protection and help for them. And not only does it offer protection, it enables them to be effective in their ministries. Because, as I said, the hedge is actually God's protection, protecting their life, protecting their ministry. It's God's power that enables them to be effective. It's God's blessing that enables them to labor successfully in the will of God. In Job 1:10, Satan declares that God had put a hedge around Job. It says again in verse 10, "Have you not made a hedge around him, around his household?" So we have the idea here that there of a hedge around a person, a hedge around a home. And this is what happens when we pray for our spiritual leaders. God hedges them in. Now the hedge around Job and his home provided him with the following. The first thing it provided him with was protection from the attacks of the enemy. Because it says this, "Have you not made a hedge around him, around his household, and around all that he has on every side?" It's as if Satan is saying, "Look, I've tried to get to him. I've attempted to strike at Job. I've attempted to tempt him to try to destroy him. But you've put a hedge about him. You have hedged him up on every side." The second thing this hedge provided was God's blessing and enablement on his work. It says, "Have you not made a hedge around him, around his household, and around all that he has? You have blessed the work of his hands." So not only did this hedge around Job protect him, it also blessed and enabled the work of his hands. A third thing was God's blessing on his life, because he says, "And his possessions have increased in the land." You see, this hedge not only protected him, not only enabled him to be successful in doing what he did, but it also provided him with great prosperity. It provided protection, it provided blessing, and it provided that he would have prosperity in his personal life, that he would experience the blessing of God through this hedge. Through prayer, you can build hedges around your spiritual leaders. Hedges that will offer protection. Hedges that will bless their ministries and bless their lives. You can have this through the praying of God's people. You know, Jeremiah 32:17, we've already looked at that in a previous session. You know, behold, our Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and earth by your great power and outstretched arm. There is nothing too hard for you. When you pray, this wall of power, of protection, of blessing is unleashed. This almighty power is unleashed. This hedge is built around your spiritual leaders. So what is a spiritual hedge? It is a wall of power, of protection and blessing that God releases into the lives of your spiritual leaders as you pray for them. Now, who can be a hedge builder? Now, who can do this? Well, if you'll take your copy of the Word of God and turn with me to Hebrews 11, verse 6. I want you to see what the Word of God says there. Hebrews 11, verse 6. And we have here the qualifications for being a hedge builder, for being somebody who can build spiritual hedges around their leaders. Hebrews 11, verse 6. Notice what the Word of the Lord says. But without faith, it is impossible to believe Him, to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. It takes a certain kind of person to build hedges around spiritual leaders. And we have the definition of a hedge builder here in Hebrews 11:6, the qualifications for a hedge builder. First, you must believe that God hears and answers prayer. You must believe that God is a God who listens, that God rewards those who diligently seek Him. I mean, that's really the first requirement, the first qualification for being a hedge builder is that you must believe that God hears and God answers prayer. You must believe that God listens. It is essential that you know that God hears and God answers prayer. A second qualification is that you must be committed to your spiritual leaders. Now, when I say that, I don't mean that you have to agree with your leaders 100%. That you just have to sit back and agree with and go along with everything that they say, everything that they do. I'm not saying that you have to be a yes person, that you just have to go with the flow. I'm not saying that you're not to have questions, that you're not to want clarification, that you're not wanting to hold them accountable. But you must be committed to supporting them and laboring together with them. And the reason I say this is that because you can't be a hedge builder if you harbor sinful attitudes toward your leaders. And let me go so far as to say this, that if you're not praying for your leader, you're probably a problem for your leader. If you're not crying out to God for your pastor, if you're not praying for him, then you're not helping him in any way. God wants you to support. He wants you to be faithful to your spiritual leaders. And this is essential. Because first of all, you must believe that God hears and answers prayer. And then there's a second step, is that not only that, but you have to be willing to support, to be faithful to your spiritual leaders. A third requirement, a third characteristic is that you must be committed to praying faithfully for your spiritual leaders. So here's the basic requirements. There's the foundational principle of Hebrews 11:6. You must believe that God hears and God rewards those who diligently seek Him. That God is a God who hears and answers prayer. But second of all, you must be committed to your spiritual leaders. Committed to support them. Committed to encourage them. Committed to follow them. And then you must be committed to pray faithfully for them. Because a hedge builder is not somebody who says an occasional prayer for their spiritual leader. It's not somebody who in a public prayer says, Lord, bless our pastor. Lord, be with our pastor. It is not someone who throws in an occasional time of public or private prayer, oh Lord, bless our leaders. That's not a hedge builder. A hedge builder is someone who is committed to praying daily for the spiritual leaders of your church. A hedge builder is somebody who makes a difference. And they make a difference because they pray faithfully. They pray fervently. Those are the things that you must have. And I want you to notice that you don't have to be a super spiritual saint. You don't have to be a quote prayer warrior. There's a lot of folks that I encounter a lot of times in prayer conferences and prayer revivals, and they seem to come to, they come to me and they say, you know, I'm not a prayer warrior and I don't have a very deep prayer life and I just don't think I can really make a difference. Well, look, you don't have to be super spiritual. You know, you don't have to be a quote prayer warrior, because I want you to understand prayer warriors are made, not born. I mean, nobody comes in the kingdom of God knowing how to pray. We all start at ground level zero in the spiritual life. If you're willing, God will teach you. If you're willing, God will guide you. If you want to build spiritual hedges around your leaders, there's only three things that you've got to be. You've got to have. A conviction that God hears and answers prayer. A commitment to your spiritual leaders. And a conviction to pray daily for those spiritual leaders. If you've got those three things, you can make a powerful difference in the lives of your spiritual leaders. You can make an immense impact in their lives and their ministries. A third topic that we need to discuss today in this How to Build a Hedge Builder's Team is, how do you build a hedge builder's team? How do you practically involve people? We've seen what a spiritual hedge is, and we've seen what they've got to have to be a hedge builder. So now, how do you bring all this together? How do you bring this into a legitimate ministry, an intentional ministry? It's not enough today just to say, well, we all need to pray for our pastor. It's not enough to say, well, we just need to pray for our leaders today. It's not enough to admonish. It's not enough to encourage. There has to be an intentional effort to enlist and to mobilize people to pray for their spiritual leaders. Well, how do we do that? Well, let's look in Colossians 4, verse 2. And I want to show you the reason why. Colossians 4, verse 2. The book of Colossians, chapter 4, verse 2. The Bible says this: continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. The goal of the hedge builders team is to offer fervent, faithful prayer for the spiritual leaders of your church. And this is in line with Colossians 4:2, because Colossians 4:2 says, continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. And it's within the context of the church and within the context of praying for leaders. God desires that you pray fervently, devotedly for your spiritual leaders. And to do that, there has to be an intentional effort to equip and to mobilize people to do this. So how do you build a team of people that will do this? The first step is prayer. The foundation of any ministry, especially prayer ministry, is prayer. The best starting point is to pray. Today, if you're convicted that this is something that needs to be done in your church or your prayer ministry, then begin by praying. You may say, well, what do I pray? Well, first of all, ask God to open the hearts of the leaders and the people for this ministry. Begin asking God to prepare people, to cultivate their heart to receive this ministry. Second, pray that God will burden believers concerning this need. Not only that God will open their heart to it, but that God will begin to burden them about it. That God will begin to create within their heart a longing, a sense of need concerning this. And then third of all, plead that God will provide all that is needed. That God will make the way for this ministry, for this praying for spiritual leaders to become a crucial part of the life of the church. A second step is to share this burden with your pastor. Talk to your pastor about this burden. Your burden concerning this need, this ministry of praying for leaders, it needs to be shared with your pastor. If you as an individual have that burden, if you have that conviction in your heart, then share that. If you and some others in your church, if you're convicted about that, if you feel the need for that, then you need to go to your pastor and to share with him. Now, as a word of wisdom and of caution, be prepared, because if your pastor might be indifferent, he might be lukewarm concerning this. And there is some reasons why. For one, many pastors have been burned by people who came to them and said, "I want to pray for you," and the pastor trusted them, and turned out that they really wounded and hurt the pastor with the things the pastor shared. There are people that will use prayer as a weapon, as a tool, against a spiritual leader. And sometimes leaders have been burned. They have been really hurt by those who proclaimed they wanted to pray for them. In reality, they just were using it to get to the pastor or to get something of information or something they could use against the pastor. So be prepared for that. Sometimes it's a matter of pride. I mean, some pastors, they don't want to have an intentional ministry of prayer for them or for the leaders because, well, they don't think they need it. I mean, they think they can pray for everybody else, but that they're not really in need of prayer from anybody in the church. You know, sometimes pastors want to, they don't want to be prayed for because they want everybody to think they've got it all together, that they're powerful and they're vigorous and they have a strong prayer life. And so sometimes pride can stand in the way. Sometimes it may be a lack of understanding. They may not understand all about the hedge builders, about praying for spiritual leaders, about the power of it, the significance of it. So be prepared for that. And be patient with your pastor. Love your pastor. If he's indifferent or if he's lukewarm, then pray for him and ask God to open his heart to these things and to receive these things. The unique thing about the hedge builders, the powerful thing about it, is that it is based upon praying the Scripture for your pastor and your spiritual leaders. Your pastor doesn't necessarily have to share any personal information. I mean, your pastor doesn't have to say to anybody anything that he doesn't want to. He might want to share his vision or his goals, but he doesn't have to share anything of a personal nature, because the hedge builders is built solely upon praying the Word of God. Because when we pray the Word of God, it moves the hand of God. It is powerful and unique praying. So make your pastor aware of your burden and of your desire, and pray that he'll receive and that he'll be willing to cooperate and to work with this. A third step is recruit believers who will make up the hedge. Share this burden with other believers. Talk to others about the need for it. Share it with them. Share this material with them. Encourage them in this way, because there has to be a burden. It can't just be, "Well, this is a good idea." It has to be, "This is needed." It has to be a conviction. Work with the existing prayer ministry. I mean, if you've already got a prayer ministry, then work within the boundaries of it. Start recruiting there. Begin recruiting in the church and saying, "If you want to make a difference in this church, and if you want to make a difference in the lives of our leaders, here's the way. If you want to have a significant ministry, then this is the way that you can have it." Call on believers to share in this exciting and life-transforming ministry. Another step is train those who will commit to be hedge builders. You know, once you get folks recruited, once you are getting folks involved, then you've got to train them. This is an absolute essential. It's not enough to recruit folks and say, "Okay, y'all start praying." That's not enough. They've got to be trained. The materials that we have here can be used to train. There's other materials out that praying for pastors, praying for leaders. Get those materials in the hands of your those who want to be a part of the hedge. In the back of your hedge builder's manual, there is a prayer guide, a daily prayer guide to help you pray each day a particular topic for your spiritual leader. There's also prayer guides to pray for your pastor, elders, your deacons, your worship leader, your minister of music. All these things are provided as a way of equipping and encouraging. Because you see, And in your hedge builder manual, you've also got the brochure of the scripture prayers that you can use to build a spiritual hedge with around your leaders. So train people. Train them to know what they're doing, why they're doing it, and how they can do it. Because this is essential. If you just say, well, let's do this, you're going to find that people are not going to be as apt to do it. But if you say, okay, this is what needs to be done, this is why it needs to be done, and this is how it needs to be done, this is the way to pray. Pray the Word of God. And if your pastor does want to share things with the people that pray, then be willing to train your hedge builders to be confidential. Confidentiality is crucial in any prayer ministry. If there's no confidentiality, your prayer ministry is dead in the water. But you must recruit and enlist the people that are trustworthy. And if you can have confidentiality, then you can have a powerful, powerful hedge builders ministry. Another step is launch the ministry. And here, depending on the size of your church or the size of the group that you have, you might want to consider developing teams. You know, you might want to put people in teams of like two or three. And those teams can kind of be accountability partners for others. If you don't have enough people to do that, then you might want to have just a chain of people that, a phone chain of folks that can be called to share requests, share burdens, share the things that you're hearing from the Lord. But launch the ministry by getting a specific date, by making it known. If you can't establish teams, then do that. If you can't, then make sure you got some kind of a way of communicating with one another. And you might want to have a special service. You might want to have a time of consecration. You know, you might want to set it up to where you enlist and you recruit, and then you have a period of training. The hedge builder's material is a 4-week period of training, and then have a special time of consecration, of service, a special service, a special consecration time in which this is the starting point. This is where we're beginning the intentional ministry of praying for our spiritual leaders. A next step is update and develop special themes. When I say update, I mean share answers to prayer. Share how God moves in response to what you're doing. If the pastor asks you to pray something, if the minister of music asks you to pray for something, if a spiritual leader asks for a prayer for a special need, and that need is met, then share. Keep up to date with what's going on in your church as you pray. And then you might want to develop special themes, because this is one of the ways that you can help prevent apathy from setting in, people getting bored, getting in a routine. Have a special theme, like for 1 year, maybe pray for the pastors preaching in a special way, or the teaching of the pastor, or the service of the all the leaders, or have some special theme. Yes, continue to pray over all the other things, but yet have a special theme that you're focusing on. Maybe the pastor might want to suggest something to you that you pray for that year for the leadership of the church. But have some special theme that you can rally around and that you can pray in agreement about. And then a final thing is have annual times of celebration and sharing. One of the things I encourage you to do is maybe to have a banquet. Maybe to have a meal together. Get together and have a time of celebration of what God's doing in you, in the hedge builders, in the church as you pray. Celebrate that. Rejoice in that. Share the burdens. Share the needs. Share how things can be improved. All these are just suggestions. This is just a basic outline. Now, your church may be different. You might want to do different things. You might want to adapt it in a different way. But building a hedge builder's team is essential. There has to be an intentional effort to build a ministry of praying for spiritual leaders. One final thing we need to cover in our session today is the simple issue of how do you maintain a hedge builder's ministry. Now, Luke 18:1 tells us this. If you'll turn your copy of the Word of God there, Luke 18, verse 1 tells us this. Luke 18, verse 1 says this. The Word of God says that He spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not to lose heart. Jesus speaks the parable of the persistent widow, and He tells the prayer why that people ought to always pray and not to give up, not to faint. God desires that we persist in prayer. He wants us to pray for the long haul. And the only way that you'll be able to build powerful spiritual hedges around your leaders is by persistent prayer. God wants you to start this ministry, but He wants you to continue it too. He wants you to continue to pray for your spiritual leaders. Now, how do we do this? How do we maintain? Well, I want to give you some suggestions today. The first thing is prepare for apathy. Now, that may sound like a strange thing. We've been talking about building this thing and encouraging and equipping, but I want you to understand, prepare for apathy. You can count on this. You can expect it, because a lot of times, especially prayer ministries, a prayer ministry gets started, man, there's great fervor and there's great excitement, but then 6 months, 3 months, 6 months, a year down the road, apathy will begin to set in. Prepare for this. How do you deal with apathy? How do you prevent this? How do you deal with this when it starts happening? First of all, pray for the hedge. You know, pray that God will protect the hedge that's being built. Satan will try to destroy it, but you must stand strong. Pray. Stay in touch with the people involved in the hedge. That's why I think there needs to be a coordinator of the spiritual hedge. I mean, if we hadn't talked about this before, but there needs to be somebody that kind of heads up this and stays in touch and trains and equips and encourages. And then have the special emphases. You know, continually have something that is fresh and relevant. You know, some special theme, some special focus that you pray for. Something that keeps people fresh and new in their praying. A second thing is continue to train. You know, don't just have the one beginning where you train and you start out, but continue to expose the people involved in the hedge to seminars, to tapes, to books, whatever you have, to magazines, whatever you have to, magazine articles, things off the internet. Continue to encourage their personal prayer life, because as you encourage their personal prayer life, you're encouraging their praying for the hedge. And that's very close to what the next thing is, continue to encourage one another. This is essential. Praying for the long haul is something that gets difficult, especially when we don't see answers right away, or especially when we go for long periods of time without seeing answers. Continue to encourage one another. Continue to encourage one another with the truth of that God hears and answers prayer, that God blesses and delights in prayer for spiritual leaders. And then finally, we've already alluded to it before, but pray for the hedge. Pray for those who are involved. Pray for one another. Pray for the hedge team that's building the spiritual hedges, because Satan will come against it. But if you'll pray, God will help you stand strong. Now, what I've shared with you today in this session are just some practical suggestions on how you can build a hedge builder's ministry, how you can build hedge builder teams. What you must do, if you're convicted about this, you must seek the Lord. And you must ask Him to show you what you want to do, what He wants you to do, what He desires you to do. I pray that God will help you to establish and to maintain powerful ministries of hedge building around your spiritual leaders. Let's pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for each one that's here, and I pray for each one that's listening, that You would burden them about this, that You would convict them about the necessity of this, and that, Father, that they would be used of You to start ministries of hedge builders in their church, in other churches, that, Lord God, there might be fervent and faithful prayer for Your leaders going up on a daily basis in our churches. Oh, Lord God, give them the wisdom they need. Give them the power they need. Lord, pave the way. Make the way. Make their leaders and their people open and receptive to these things. For it's in the name of Jesus I pray. Amen.